The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Okay, so welcome everybody. Good afternoon. Beautiful Saturday afternoon here. And I just want to welcome you to Living the Full Life with Dr. Juan Fernandez. Just want to check us out. You can check us out on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You could also check us out at AskDrJuan.com. And if you have any questions, I just want to make sure you guys are aware that you can call live to the studio at 937-457-1290. 457-1290 and ask your questions. Today I'm going to be covering the topic of stress. Obviously, we are here in the most stressful, wonderful time of the year. Of course, we're all running around trying to see family, of course, buying the gifts and doing all the things that we need to do in order to make sure we have the most amazing time of the year. But with that, of course, we're driving around, we're picking up gifts, we're going to recitals, we're doing all the myriad of things that are obviously included in this season, which leave some of us stressed out. Some of us obviously end up not being as happy in this time of the season because it's just a go, 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 and truly takes away from the true meaning of Christmas. And some of us deal with a lot more stress at this time of the year than any other time of the year. So I want to cover stress because it's a very, very important topic. It leads to a myriad of different disease processes that ultimately take a toll on your health and eventually end up killing you early, which is unfortunate. So the reality is this, folks, that 43% of adults suffer from adverse effects from stress. So obviously, if you're that person that's always running around, don't have enough time to do anything, you're really, really stressed out, timelines, kids, and all those things are just taking a toll in your life, you're one of those people that is having an adverse effect. You might not even notice what the adverse effects are from stress, and I'm going to be going over those here in a few minutes, but those things continue to add up and eventually just become a disease process. And you'll show up to your doctor's office, and your doctor's like, well, your blood pressure shot up by 20 points, or you're always tired and you can't tell why. Obviously, those things are all negative impacts that happen from being stressed out all the time. The reality is also that between 70 and 80% of all doctor visits have an underlying cause of actual stress. So if you're that person who's out there working really, really hard to make sure you have the American dream, which obviously can't blame you because I'm doing the same exact thing. But if you are just literally burning a candle on both ends, as they say, you will find yourself with a lot of the different symptoms of stress. And some of those symptoms, some of you are dealing with on a daily basis, sometimes just around this time of the year, sometimes just, when you're doing a lot of work or whatever have you. But fatigue is the number one dead giveaway or indicator that you've been stressed out because your body is just trying to literally, control all the emotions and all the different things that are going on. Increased blood pressure is another one of those things because as you realize, stress is a normal response to the body. This is something that I definitely want to hit on. A lot of people think like, well, stress is very negative, and we've been taught by the media and everything else that, stress is bad, reduce it. Well, the reason why stress is a normal response to the body is if we all got up in this beautiful, Saturday afternoon, obviously, and we said, you know what, I want to get outside, get some movement going, and you're running through, nice plot acre land that you have, and you have a nice little running trail, let's say. You got, your little jogging suit. It's not too warm, but not too cold out there. And you're running, and out of nowhere, obviously, you're running, you're having a great time and relax, but out of nowhere, you notice a big old black bear jump out in front of you, you clearly are going to stress at that moment. And that is an absolute normal response to the body at that moment, clearly, because at the end of the day, you want to make sure you're not going to become that bear's next meal. So your body starts doing very appropriate things, such as increasing your blood pressure. The very next thing it does is it releases a bunch of sugar into your bloodstream, so you can actually have energy to run away from the bear that, you know, obviously you make become his next meal. And then a bunch of other things, different things happens. Norepinephrine, epinephrine, adrenaline hormones, cortisol is a big player, and I'll be talking about cortisol here in a little while. But all those things happen, and it's absolutely normal. Your heartbeat, your blood pressure, all those things happen. Absolutely normal part of the body's response to stress in a life or death situation. However, the reality is that many of us don't live, obviously, in an area where a bear is going to be chasing us. Some of us do, right? But at the end of the day, we are getting up late because we set the alarm for PM rather than AM. We're running late. Then we get a flat tire on the way to work. Then you realize that you have a huge presentation you forgot about. And then after that, you literally let the day just pile up on you over your shoulders and over and over and over. And eventually you find yourself sitting there stressed out, irritable, and you're just done with everybody. So if that is you, obviously I just described somebody who's stressed all the time. And the reality is this: you are now, your body is making the same exact changes. So your heart, your blood pressure is going higher, blood sugar and all those things, but you, in reality, you're never running away from the bear. You're in fact driving right now, probably to your next event that you got to make, because there is a crazy amount of things you got to do on your schedule to make sure you get all the nice things done before the holidays are over. So this is why I talk about stress, because very many people think it's just, well, that's just a normal part of life, and it doesn't have to be. So I'm going to give you some very, very good tips on how to reduce stress, four tips that you can apply today and start making a difference in your life. Some of the other symptoms that you can find, and you probably have heard a lot of people talking about adrenal fatigue, and adrenal fatigue happens as the body, the adrenal glands, I just want to cover this first. The adrenal glands are two glands that are on top of the actual kidneys. They're above the kidneys, and those glands are responsible for producing different hormones, cortisol. They produce epinephrine, norepinephrine, which I already talked about. Those are literally meant to keep us alert, keep us alive, and that cortisol specifically draws out sugar from your liver in case you need it, so you can actually use the muscles to fight off a foreign enemy or run away from it so you can survive. But the thing is that when you are always stressed out, your body literally goes through that over and over, and you continue to release norepinephrine and epinephrine. Eventually you burn out not only the glands, but the receptors that throughout your body that react to that hormone. So it's very, very important that you're not doing that, because you eventually are going to have a fluctuation in blood sugar specifically due to cortisol's role in blood sugar. And then this ultimately leads to thyroid issues, which many people out there are, especially females, are dealing terribly with thyroid issues. So if anybody's out there listening to right now and have any further questions on how, stress leads to adrenal fatigue and that in turn leads to thyroid issues, you can call us at 937-457-1290. But the thyroid and adrenal fatigue happens through the actual relationship between the sugar and also the thyroid hormone. So the conversion of T3 to T4, T4 to T3, T4 is the thyroid hormone that's inactive, and that gets converted to T3. 93% of the actual hormones that come out of the thyroid are T4, which is the inactive form. And then it has to be transformed or converted to T3 before it can be used by the cells. But the reality is that studies have shown that when you are always, stressing out your adrenal glands, and that blood sugar continues to fluctuate because of cortisol, your body's ability to convert that T4 to T3 diminishes. So then you go to your doctor tests your blood sugar or your blood T3 levels, excuse me. So it tests your blood T3 levels, and eventually it says, well, they're really low, so now we're going to put you on Synthroid or levothyroxine or any of those medications. So very, very important you start reducing stress, because unless you find yourself controlling that naturally, you're going to end up in one of these drugs. The other things that happen, other symptoms dealing with stress, is weight gain. Cortisol not only pulls the sugar out of the liver and puts it in the blood, that extra sugar that you're not using because you're not running away from a bear becomes fat. And then you are obviously trying to figure out, how is it that I'm gaining weight? All I do is work all the time. And then eventually you're so worried about what's going on in life, and you're so worried about what's going on in life that you become anxious. You are literally just always worried about the worst case scenario and what's going to happen over here and what's going to happen over there. And you're always thinking essentially negatively about everything that's going on around you because you think it's going to be the worst case ever. So that is called anxiety. And eventually, once you're worried enough for 5 years, 2 years, 3 hours, whatever, some people have different thresholds, you get to the point that you stop caring. You stop caring about the bear coming to eat you, right? And that is called depression, folks. So if you're that person who's always been stressed and you have a very stressful career, whatever job field you do or whatever it is, situation you're under, and you are now under depression and you've been diagnosed with depression and you've been prescribed prescription medication for depression or antidepressants, that clearly means that you have let stress take hold of your life. So the reality is this, that this is a cycle that happens every single year here in the United States of America, not only in this time of the year, but literally year round, so much so that the CDC reports that there has been a 400% increase in actual antidepressant usage in the past 20 years. So I want to share a quick testimonial for one of my patients who found herself in this exact position. So Cindy came into our office, and she's been trying, literally, she's tried different diets. She's in her mid-50s, early 60s, can't quite remember exact her age right now off the top of my head, but she's tried different diets. She had a bunch of different issues trying to lose weight, and she just found herself being sick and tired. And she got into a point in where her friends and family and all kinds of people are basically telling her, hey, you should try this, you should try that, you should try this, you should try that. And she got to the point in where, like, you know, there's got to be something else going on. So she was on antidepressants for over 20 years. She was trying to lose weight because she understood how important it was for her body to be leaner and the hormonal controls and all that stuff. And she was trying to lose weight, but she couldn't lose weight because her back hurt so much. So she was trying to do all the active things at the YMCA. She was trying to go for walks when it was nice and warm outside. And she got to that point in where she wasn't getting anywhere because her body just hurt so much. So she couldn't work out. Therefore, she couldn't lose the weight. So she came to our office, very hopeless, to say the least, and just basically saying, you know, like, I am sick and tired of being in this position. So I want to try something different. So we assess her central nervous system. As you all know, obviously, I'm a chiropractor. So we assess her central nervous system, which is her brain and her spinal cord. The brain and the spinal cord is the highway between your brain and the rest of your organs, and allows your body to function exactly what it's designed to, which is from above down, inside out. So your brain messages go from your brain down to the spinal cord, out to the nerves, every single cell, tissue, and organ in the body. So we assessed her body, and she had a reduced curve, severely reduced curve in her neck, and she had a slight bend in her low back, which was causing all her back pain. So we started getting her adjusted. Kept on getting her adjusted. And then after a few weeks went by, she actually started losing weight because she was able to work out again. And then after that, she eventually continued to follow our dietary recommendations, along with, you know, focusing on different things as far as mindset and reducing toxicity in her life, that after 6 months of, you know, obviously of time, her being so worried about, oh my gosh, this antidepressants and all this stuff, she got herself off of those antidepressants, and she's been free of those antidepressants for 6 months. And that was only after about 3.5 to 4 months of care. So 3.5 to 4 months of care, her life was completely transformed. She lost over 20 pounds of weight, and now she's able to do exactly what God's assigned her to do, which is be a grandma, right? Who bakes the most amazing cookies, I'm sure, at this time of the year for her grandchildren, and is able to just enjoy her life, volunteer in the church. So if you're out there and you identify with Cindy and you have been literally trying every single thing, and you literally have been hitting a closed door, and every single time that you've try something different, I urge you to give us a call at our office. We do a complete assessment, posture analysis, range of motion, palpation, 4 x-rays, all that included. Our normal price in our office is $130, but whenever I do any live speaking event, I always discount that down by 60%, just down to $52. So if that is you and you're truly ready to take that fork in the road and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired like Cindy was, I urge you to call us. And our number at our office, our team is standing by right now, ready to set appointments. We only have a few spots available. It's 937-552-7407. Once again, that's 937-552-7407. So when we come back, we're about to go here on a break shortly. When we come back, we'll be talking about those few tips. We'll start with the first tip. So stay tuned here on 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather and traffic, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Helping you get to work and get home for over three decades.
He gives traffic reports that are helpful.
He's been my favorite for many years.
Great traffic reports and a person of trust and authority.
Dayton's most trusted traffic authority is Sergeant Mark Bowron. Hear him update traffic every 6 minutes during Miami Valley's morning news, where you can also get weather every 6 minutes from Dayton's most trusted meteorologist with in-depth weather information all morning.
I trust her weather reports.
She always has weather reports that help me plan my day.
I love how energetic she is.
Knowledgeable.
Excellent weather reporter. She's very informative.
Count on Storm Center 7 meteorologist Kirsty Zontini with a forecast you can depend on. Right here on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome to Tire Discounters.
Hello again, Mike.
Hiya, Phantom.
Is everything going along swimmingly?
Sure is.
Customers certainly appreciate a free alignment with any standard four tire installation.
Oh, you didn't hear?
What?
Right now we're giving a free alignment to customers who just buy two tires.
What?
Yeah.
Let me get this straight. Tire Discounters is offering free alignment with a standard two tire installation?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
A free alignment with two tires or more now through December 20th.
I
Phantom?
Can't talk. Too emotional.
Your winning game plan for savings and service is Handyman Ace Hardware. Score big with these December red hot buys. Peak de-icer premium windshield wash, 99 cents a gallon after $1.50 instant savings. Assorted Craftsman hand tools, $2.99 after instant savings. And Craftsman 6-gallon wet dry vac, $29.99 after instant savings. Find these red hot buys at any one of your 9 area Handyman Ace locations. Visit HandymanAceHardware.com.
Leanne was physically abused by her husband. She wanted to create a good environment for her 3-year-old daughter, so she moved away to be safe. But her estranged husband came into her apartment and violently beat her in front of her daughter. Not knowing what to do next, she filed charges against him. Would you believe when her landlord learned about it, he served her an eviction notice? With no money to afford an attorney, she learned about Legal Aid of Dayton. Its attorneys are here to help people with no voice to right the wrongs in our community and to help people with no other way out. Thanks to the help she received, she was able to keep her husband away and keep her home. We believe in justice and fairness for all. We need your support. Help the next Leanne. Call 937-535-4432. That's 937-535-4432. Advocates for basic legal equality and legal aid of Western Ohio.
I'm Major Stan Senek of the Dayton Salvation Army. Did you know that every dollar you donate to the Army goes on an incredible journey of hope? It gives children wonderful opportunities to learn, shows the way to good health, provides spiritual enrichment, and of course it feeds 4,000 families at Christmas time. Won't you help us spread hope? Please send your gift today or donate online at DaytonCroc.com. And please remember our red kettles. God bless you.
This is Larry Hanskin. The House of Bread feeds hungry people, serving a free, hot, healthy meal 365 days a year, providing not only nourishment, but a welcoming and respectful environment for all guests. It doesn't solve all the problems confronting our community, but that one day, that one meal may make the difference in someone's life. You can be a part of that mission by donating money, food, personal items, or your time. To find out how you can get involved, go online to houseofbread.org.
My name is Jim. I'm a veteran, and I lost both legs in Vietnam. My victory was proving that a disability is not a limitation.
I'm Julius. I'm a veteran. My victory was going from homeless to home.
At DAV, we're on a mission, helping veterans of all generations get the benefits they've earned.
I'm Cece. My victory was finishing my education.
When America's veterans win, we all win. Help us support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Dry and mostly clear for your Saturday evening, but we do have the chance for rain coming into the forecast on Sunday. Best chance in the afternoon and evening. Highs on Sunday will be in the lower 40s, and cloud cover will continue throughout the day on Monday. That chance for rain continuing early Monday as well. Highs will be in the middle 40s. I'm Storm Center 7 meteorologist Crystal Davis on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Living the Full Life with Dr. Juan Fernandez from Full Life Chiropractic in Troy, Ohio. If you have any questions, we're talking about stress, call us at 457-1290, 457-1290. We are live. We are standing by here for questions, but I'm going to dive right back into stress. I already covered, obviously, talking about the symptoms of stress, and talked about Cindy and how stress literally consumed her life until she became depressed. And because of us getting her body realigned and her body functioning better, she was able now to be exactly who God's called her to be. So the first tip I want to give you as far as stress reduction, many of you know this tip already. Number one tip that you need to start applying immediately is exercising. So, of course, some of us are like, well, where do I find time to do that? How do I do it? It's cold out. I don't want to join a gym, travel there and back and forth, whatever have you. I understand all those things. I am the father of a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. So getting up early in the morning, getting out of the door, then coming back, showering and all those things, very, very cumbersome. But the reality is this: exercise is very, very powerful in reducing stress. Specifically, the British Journal of Sports Medicine published some time back that just 30 minutes of accumulated exercise daily will increase your decrease your symptoms of stress and anxiety faster than any antidepressant medication. Actually, better than two specifically, two antidepressant medications. So very, very important. And the word there is accumulated. So a lot of people think that, you know what, I got to get up in the morning and get 30 minutes of continuous exercise, get on the treadmill, run for 30 minutes. Or some people can even not even walk for 30 minutes, let alone run on a treadmill or elliptical machine or whatever have you. So accumulated exercise looks like this. You do 5-minute walk or 10-minute walk in the morning. And then after lunch, you do another 10-minute walk. And then in the evening after dinner, you know, the 10-minute walk that you've accumulated 30 minutes of exercise through your day. That right there is better than you taking two prescription antidepressants, shown on research, medically published research, and it's better than taking medication. So obviously, I know a lot of people, the number one question when they come to my office is, like, well, hey, doc, how do I get off these medications? You get off these medications very easily, obviously, by you ensuring that your body's functioning properly. The only reason you're on medication is because your body's in crisis. And obviously, at that moment, that means that there's no feasible way your body is functioning at 100%. So in order for you to reestablish that function, it's very important that you do what your body was designed to do, which is move. Movement is life, as we all have heard before. I know some of you probably never heard that before, but the more you move, the longer you stay alive, the better you function. So very, very important that you take this tip and actually start applying it today. I mean, even tomorrow. You don't have to do the whole 30 minutes today. You have to make sure that you start obviously incorporating that here as soon as possible in order for you to start changing your life and reducing stress. So we're about to cut out for a short break here. We'll be back here in a few minutes. So stay tuned here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Thanks.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Christmas season can be a busy time for you and your family. Let us help with around-the-clock local news, weather, and traffic updates as you're on the go, on air, online, and in the WHIO app. This is AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
Fox News Radio, I'm Debbie Hanley. A massive Thomas wildfire continuing to rage through California.
It has burned more than almost 260,000 acres, an area larger than the city of New York and Boston combined, and this fire has been flamed by the Santa Ana winds.
Fox's Will Carr. President Trump enthusiastic about progress on his tax reform bill.
I will say, because of what we've done with regulation and other things, our economy is doing fantastically well. But it has another big step to go, and it can't take that step unless we do the tax bill.
Congress expected to approve the tax bill next week. A ski lift malfunctioned at a resort in central Pennsylvania today, stranding a number of skiers and injuring five of them. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Would you like to save hundreds of dollars on your real estate taxes? Celebrate the holidays with the gift of a lower tax bill. This is Montgomery County Auditor Carl Keith, and if you're a homeowner age 65 or older, or you are permanently and totally disabled, you could be eligible for the homestead exemption. To find out if you qualify, call my homestead hotline at 937-225-4341. The deadline to apply for this tax break is December 31st, but if you are already enrolled, you do not need to reapply. New applicants are subject to an income test. Visit our website for more information at mcauditor.org or call 937-225-4341. That hotline number again is 937-225-4341. And remember, the deadline to apply is December 31st. This is Auditor Carl Keith wishing you and your homestead the best this holiday season.
After more than 30 years, Congress is finally on the verge of overhauling America's outdated and complex tax code. Congress will soon vote to pass real tax reform, and Congressman Michael Turner will be one of the deciding votes. Tax reform will deliver needed relief and opportunities to middle-class families. For a family of four with two kids, more than $50,000 of their earnings will be free of income tax. And an independent analysis shows that over time, the economic boost from tax reform will put an extra $2,600 in a middle-class family's pocket. Tax reform will help our small businesses compete so they can invest, grow, and create hundreds of thousands of new American jobs. Middle-class families and small businesses have waited long enough. It's time for Congress to get the job done and pass real tax reform now. Call Congressman Michael Turner at 202-225-6465. Urge him to keep fighting for tax reform and keep voting yes. Paid for by National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org.
Leanne was physically abused by her husband. She wanted to create a good environment for her three-year-old daughter, so she moved away to be safe. But her estranged husband came into her apartment and violently beat her in front of her daughter. Not knowing what to do next, she filed charges against him. Would you believe when her landlord learned about it, he served her an eviction notice? With no money to afford an attorney, she learned about Legal Aid of Dayton. Its attorneys are here to help people with no voice, to right the wrongs in our community, and to help people with no other way out. Thanks to the help she received, she was able to keep her husband away and keep her home. We believe in justice and fairness for all. We need your support. Help the next Leanne. Call 937-535-4432. That's 937-535-4432. Advocates for Basic Legal Equality and Legal Aid of Western Ohio.
WHIO, the voice of Dayton.
Helping you get to work and get home for over three decades.
He gives traffic reports that are helpful.
He's been my favorite for many years.
Great traffic reports and a person of trust and authority.
Dayton's most trusted traffic authority is Sergeant Mark Bowron. Hear him update traffic every 6 minutes during Miami Valley's morning news, where you can also get weather every 6 minutes from Dayton's most trusted meteorologist with in-depth weather information all morning.
I trust her weather reports.
She always has weather reports that help me plan my day.
I love how energetic she is.
Knowledgeable.
Excellent weather reporter. She's very informative.
Count on Storm Center 7 meteorologist Kirsty Zontini with a forecast you can depend on. Right here on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is Clark Howard. If breaking news happens, we break in anytime. WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hello and welcome back to Living the Full Life here with Dr. Juan Fernandez, Full Life Chiropractic. And you can check us out at AskDrJuan.com. You can also reach us here at the studio at 457-1290. Once again, 457-1290. And if you're interested in just saying, you know what, you've said enough, I'm ready to get evaluated and figure out what's causing all my issues, you can call our office at 937-552-7407. Once again, that's 552-7407. I want to do entertain... Excuse me, a question that I got from Instagram. So I have Teresa, who is live on Instagram, and she has a question regarding her treatments right now. She's under chiropractic care, and she has fibromyalgia. She has bulging discs in her neck, and then after she gets adjusted, she's been dealing with migraines after the adjustments. Also, she has a bend in her back. So her question was basically, what does that mean? So the first question I have for you, Teresa, I know obviously you're tuned in still, is have you ever gotten a set of x-rays from your chiropractor? That's the first question I would ask. Not saying that your chiropractor's doing anything wrong, but that's where I would start. Obviously, looking at the structural composition of your spine would be very, very important before I start pushing on bones. And even if they did, has there been a follow-up as your care has continued, clearly as you're not getting, obviously, the desired results? I know fibromyalgia is one of those tricky conditions. Clearly is one of those things that, you know, everything hurts. Things hurt way worse than they actually are. You know, you get touched here and it feels like somebody hit you with a baseball bat. So I have plenty of patients in our office that have gotten much, much better, and they've gotten great results in our office. But with that said, I think there's a combination of different things that are going on in your case. The very, very right off the top things that I can tell you is that you need to 100% make sure you're eating or attempting to eat an anti-inflammatory diet. So what that means is just decreasing the amount of sugars and processed foods you're taking in, because that puts your body in a pro-inflammatory scenario in which your nerve endings, which cause pain, this is the simplest way I can explain it, literally are super sensitized. And as far as the migraine that comes on afterwards, sometimes, I tell my patients all the time, especially my headache patients, if you get a headache after an adjustment, that's absolutely normal. I just moved some bones for some of you for the very first time in your life that have never been in the correct position. So your body's just trying to adapt. And this is something that obviously happens. If it's happening, also another question I would have for you is, how often are you getting adjusted? Obviously, number one is, did you get x-rays when you first got started? How often are you getting adjusted? And what are you doing in between adjustments to make sure that your spinal position stays to the best of its ability in the correct position, whether you're doing home exercises the doctor recommended, or you're doing some sort of core strengthening exercises or something as such in order to correct your posture? That's where I would go. Obviously, this is some limited information as far as your case, but definitely something that you need to obviously assess, because clearly you're not getting the desired outcomes where you're getting treatments. And so obviously this is something that you need to bring up to your doctor and obviously see if there's a different way. Not that he's a terrible doctor. Obviously, there's a million and one doctors out there that can do things different, but maybe looking at it differently and figuring out what is actually has changed since you started. Because I would imagine that at the beginning, you're probably having pretty good results. So I hope that answered your question. If it didn't, obviously, continue to type in there on Instagram. We'll entertain more questions. Once again, if you're listening and you're tuning in, call us here at 457-1290, 457-1290 with any questions you have. So the second tip I want to cover regarding stress reduction is getting a good night's sleep. Getting a good night's sleep is so important. A lot of people want to literally work themselves essentially, you know, at all hours of the day, literally running on 4 or 5 hours of sleep, consuming copious amounts of actual caffeine and sugar to stay awake, and doing whatever it takes, obviously, to make the mighty dollar, which I get it. I understand, been there myself. But at the end of the day, you literally are walking yourself into a major weight gain in your life. So if you're not getting anywhere from 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night, you're literally putting your body in a position in where it cannot recuperate. So the whole intent behind sleeping, the way that God designed our bodies to sleep, was in order for us to recover and heal those damaged tissues from a day's work. So if you're not giving the body the appropriate amount of time to do that, which is that 7 to 8 hour, 8.5 hours, some research shows here lately, that literally leads your body into more inflammation, and it goes into further into crisis. So you wake up with still with that thing that was stressing you out the day before in the back of your head, and you cannot understand why it's not gone and why you're still worrying about something that's already been resolved. Why am I still worrying about that? It's because your body has not reset properly. Your hormones have not balanced. All those things have not happened. So you're clearly not healing properly. And if you're getting anywhere from literally 5.5 to 6 hours, you were experiencing a major weight gain. This is like literally the least amount of sleep that you need in order for that to happen. That major weight gain is defined by 11 pounds or more. And the thing is this, when you gain that kind of weight, especially within like a 2-year span, some of you have done that, taking medications literally in a month or 2 months. When you gain that amount of weight, you literally double your chances for cancer and quadruple your chances for heart disease. So it's very, very important that you're not only exercising and, you know, obviously, you definitely need to sleep very, very well. Because some people who exercise, eat right, they look good from the outside, literally sleep 4 hours. And you hear about those people that, hey, he ran marathons all the time, but he dropped dead of a heart attack at 42 years old. How does that happen? That happens because your brain and your body are not communicating. You're not giving your body enough time for it to recover every single night. And you're literally destroying your body slowly. Eventually, the body quits. All right. So the reality is this, folks. If you continue to live a very, very, very stressful life, you will find yourself basically a diabetic. Because the cortisol levels will literally just be running rampant through your body, literally releasing sugar from your liver every single time that you are stressed out. Eventually, obviously, you will become overweight. And about 35.7% of Americans right now, and these are last year's stats, are obese. One person every 34 seconds dies from heart disease. And, you know, at the end of the day, that's unacceptable. We are the richest country in the world. We have the most educated doctors in the world, yet our healthcare system and just our healthcare in general is not as progressive, is not as obviously striving as it should be for the amount of money we spend on it, you know? So very, very important that we start taking charge of our own health rather than waiting for the major event to happen for us to step in and say, oh my gosh, now I need help and doctor, scalpel, pills, help me, right? Very, very important. So, as far as the next tip I want to go over is decreasing your toxins. So I want everybody to kind of just think about a time, obviously very opposite from today, in the summer when it's super hot, 87 degrees, 90 degrees out. You went to a party or you went somewhere, you're at work, whatever have you, and you leave that party or place of work with a bottle of water, a plastic bottle of water. You are in your car, you put that plastic bottle of water in your car, you drive to elsewhere, you forget about the water bottle. And then you literally go on with your day. You show up, you know, 3-4 hours later back to your car. That water bottle is scalding hot. You're not going to drink it clearly because you realize it's super hot. And eventually you forget about the water bottle. It stays right there in the front seat next to you. You go home that night. You wake up the next day and you're like, you know what? I'm actually kind of thirsty. You grab that water bottle because it's cooled off by now. And you taste that water bottle. For most of us, that water is going to taste like chemicals. So those chemicals you're tasting are hormone disruptors. One of those hormone disruptors is all over the news, has been all over the news for the past few years. It's called BPA or bisphenol A, which is a byproduct of petroleum refinement process. A long time ago, it was figured out that that product is actually very, very good in stabilizing plastics at high heats. Well, the thing that they just recently found here in the past few years is that same BPA that stabilizes plastics at high heats actually acts as a xenoestrogen. A xenoestrogen is an actual chemical or a compound that literally acts just like estrogen does in the body. Estrogen, once again, is the female hormone that we males and females have. Obviously, females have more of it. The problem is that with the estrogen dominance problem we're seeing in America right now, the reality comes down to these chemicals are acting as if they were estrogen. You have estrogen dominance. Estrogen dominance has been shown in all sorts of research to lead to all reproductive organ cancers in females, such as breast cancer, ovarian cancer, uterine cancer. And males, don't think you're too far behind, because males, you also are suffering from breast cancer more so now than ever before. So I believe we have a caller on their line. So I'm going to go ahead and grab that question here. So let's go ahead and stand by and listen in.
Hello?
Yes, hello. This is Dr. Juan. Go ahead with your question.
Yeah.
What is your name?
Yeah. In the last year, I've lost about 140 pounds, and one of the problems that I'm having is my pulse is now ridiculously low, and they're having trouble figuring out what's going on. Just wanted to know if you have any ideas.
Got it. So I understand. I'm just going to repeat the question back to you. So you're saying that you lost 140 pounds. How old are you, sir?
55
years old, lost 140 pounds. By the way, congratulations. Great job. That's amazing. That's a huge feat. You literally lost another human being. That's amazing. You lost 140 pounds. Your pulse is ridiculously low, and they really have no idea what's causing that, basically, is your question, correct?
Yeah. Initially, they thought it might be something to do with the thyroid. They had some blood work done, and they said the numbers were right where they should be.
Got it. All right. So they were suspecting thyroid. They looked at the numbers. They said the numbers are right where they should be. So the one thing I'll say is this. Are you under current chiropractic care, sir? First question.
Under what now?
Chiropractic care at all?
No.
All right. So the one thing, and I'm sure you've probably been listening here for the past few minutes. So as a chiropractor, we, not just me, every chiropractor, the whole intent is to make sure your brain and your body are communicating at 100%. So obviously, the brain controls the body through the spinal cord, out the nerves, so every single cell, tissue, and organ in the body. So your pulse is a product of how fast or slow your heart beats. So if your brain controls your body and the nerves that are coming out of your spinal cord going to your heart are being interfered with, that could potentially have an issue with your body not functioning properly, specifically the heart. So I've had plenty of patients with high blood pressure, low blood pressure, elevated pulses, PVCs, atrial fib, all those things that literally lead them to continue to take drugs and more drugs, and eventually leading them to have some major heart disease events, which nobody wants, of course. So as far as where I would start, if I were you, I would get a complete assessment of your central nervous system to see if your brain is in fact communicating effectively with your body. As far as them looking at the blood work, that makes absolute sense. Of course, those hormones do have an actual a composure in treating and elevating and lowering that pulse. But the reality is this, those organs that produce those hormones are also controlled by the central nervous system. And secondly, when the medical world looks at your numbers, they're looking at pathological ranges, and where they're waiting until you actually have a disease process for them to start treating you with an actual medication, rather than a functional range, meaning that the levels are exactly what it should be for you have the optimal most function, rather than waiting until you have the disease process to give you medication. So that's where I would start if I were you. Did that answer your question, sir?
Yeah, I think so. Because at this point, I'm kind of grasping at straws. I'd like to get in a gym and try to work on the remaining weight that I have, because I've kind of hit a point where I'm not going to lose anymore, but I don't want to go into a gym until I find out.
Absolutely.
I'm going to have a heart attack or something.
Fully understand. So, yeah, you want to get back in the gym, and you want to figure out, obviously, that everything's communicated effectively. Where I would start, if I were you, sir, not just because I'm a chiropractor, my bias to, you know, pointing to a chiropractor, I would get a central nervous system evaluation just to make sure your body is, in fact, communicating 100%. But, hey, sir, thank you for the call. We got to take a break here.
Thank you.
I appreciate the call. Hopefully that answered your question. You have a very Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you soon.
All
Bye. All right, folks. So we are back here. I got a few seconds here before we go on break. One of the tips, obviously, I was talking about is decreasing toxins. I'll be picking that back up here once we come back from break. But stay tuned. I got just one more tip for you guys. We are here live at AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Dayton and Springfield station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. And our Ask the Expert weekends. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
WHIO, the voice of Dayton.
Helping you get to work and get home for over three decades.
He gives traffic reports that are helpful.
He's been my favorite for many years.
Great traffic reports and a person of trust and authority.
Dayton's most trusted traffic authority is Sergeant Mark Bowron. Hear him update traffic every 6 minutes during Miami Valley's morning news, where you can also get weather every 6 minutes from Dayton's most trusted meteorologist with in-depth weather information all morning.
I trust her weather reports.
She always has weather reports that help me plan my day.
I love how energetic she is.
Knowledgeable.
Excellent weather reporter. She's very informative.
Count on Storm Center 7 meteorologist Kirsty Zontini with a forecast you can depend on. Right here on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Whether you're a young athlete, active adult, or weekend warrior, the Orthopedic Institute of Dayton is there when your body needs repair. Like a trusted friend you can rely on, OID has been providing care to patients in Dayton and surrounding communities since 1971, with services like sports medicine, spinal care, total joint replacement, hand, foot, and ankle, along with MRIs and physical therapy, with a team of dedicated fellowship-trained physicians with you every step of the way. So remember, the Orthopedic Institute of Dayton. To learn more, visit orthodayton.com.
As we all know, life can bring about many challenges. Fortunately, some you can expect and plan for. By joining the McAfee Comfort Club, we can find many problems before they happen. And for the moment you're caught off guard, our emergency priority service restores your comfort quickly. Any season, any time. McAfee.
Could you retire sooner than you think and with greater financial security? Hello, I'm David Gaylor, president of Tradewinds Financial Group, and I'm also the author of Income Allocation. You will learn strategies to create a dependable, sustainable, and predictable income stream for your retirement. You'll also learn critical information about the two risks you must manage for a successful retirement. Learn more about these strategies and
give Tradewinds Financial Group a call. 800-385-0437. That's 800-385-0437.
Hi, this is Larry Hansgood. We're heading into the home stretch for Christmas shopping, and I've got a great idea for you that if you act today, well, you could have it under the tree for Christmas morning. It's the gift of a great night's sleep. And that's night after night after night with MyPillow. MyPillow has changed my life over the past 2 years. I've never slept better. It's a more efficient sleep for me. And that's so important because, you know what, be honest, I don't get a lot of sleep in terms of numbers of hours. But the quality of sleep has been so much better that it's changed my life. And I know it can for you and for someone you love. So give the gift of a great night's sleep with MyPillow and take advantage of a great offer. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the buy one, get one free special. Use the promo code WHIO. You buy one, you get one free. If you'd prefer to call, you can do that. 1-800-320-1481. Ask for the buy one, get one free special. Use the promo code WHIO. I know that you and someone you love are going to love MyPillow.
Leanne was physically abused by her husband. She wanted to create a good environment for her three-year-old daughter, so she moved away to be safe. But her estranged husband came into her apartment and violently beat her in front of her daughter. Not knowing what to do next, she filed charges against him. Would you believe when her landlord learned about it, he served her an eviction notice? With no money to afford an attorney, she learned about Legal Aid of Dayton. Its attorneys are here to help people with no voice, to right the wrongs in our community, and to help people with no other way out. Thanks to the help she received, she was able to keep her husband away and keep her home. We believe in justice and fairness for all. We need your support. Help the next Leanne. Call 937-535-4432. That's 937-535-4432.
advocates for basic legal equality and legal aid of Western Ohio.
Dry and mostly clear for your Saturday evening, but we do have the chance for rain coming into the forecast on Sunday. Best chance in the afternoon and evening. Highs on Sunday will be in the lower 40s, and cloud cover will continue throughout the day on Monday. That chance for rain continuing early Monday as well. Highs will be in the middle 40s. I'm Storm Center 7 meteorologist Crystal Davis on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
All right, guys. Welcome back for our last session here. This is Living the Full Life with Dr. Juan Fernandez, a full life chiropractic. Once again, you guys can check us out on Facebook. We're on Facebook Live, Instagram at Full Life Chiropractic. Also, you can check us out at AskDrJuan.com. And if you've been listening, tuning in, and you figured out, you know what, I've done all those things you're telling me to do, Doc, I still have those issues, you can just pick up the phone and call our office at 937-552-7407. Once again, that's 937-552-7407. So as I was talking about toxins earlier, I know I was talking about, xenoestrogen and, you know, estrogen dominance. And I just want to elaborate a little bit further. The biggest takeaway about this tip is that you need to stop heating up foods in a microwave in actual plastic containers. The reason why a lot of those plastic containers, especially the ones that come with the actual meals, are very, very cheaply made, per se, and they are bound to have more toxic chemicals than the really good quality BPA-free stuff. So you want to make sure you stop heating up, your meals in the microwave. Like in our household, for example, we don't use the microwave. We actually store our potatoes and onions in there. We don't use it because it superheats. It changes the molecular shape up of the food. It actually becomes Frankenfood. But all that aside, do not heat up. I understand some people just do not have the luxury of not using the microwave, and I understand that, but do not heat up your meals in actual plastic inside a microwave, because you're literally seeping out that BPA into the food, and you're consuming that food, and then those toxins are not eliminated from your body, and now you have estrogen dominance once again walking you closer to that, obviously breast cancer, ovarian cancer, uterine cancer. So very, very important that's the main takeaway out of decreasing toxins. And the very last one of the biggest tips that anybody can say, especially nowadays, everybody kind of knows this for the most part, is decreasing sugars and actual processed foods. Very important that you reduce sugars and processed foods, specifically processed foods, because they're clearly called processed for a reason. They have a lot of different fillers and chemicals to hold them together so they last as long as possible. Obviously, some of those chemicals, yes, are proven safe in small amounts in research, but some of the research says the contrary. So, for example, the World Health Organization just labeled processed meats in the same category as a carcinogen or cancer-causing agent as cigarettes and diesel fumes, basically. So very important that you're not, you know, going to the cold cuts line and picking up the cheapest possible, meat there and taking that in, because clearly your body's going to suffer eventually from it. The last testimonial here in the last few minutes we have left, I want to go over, is one of our patients who came into our office. Her name is Darcy. She was overstressed, teenage kids in the house. She was losing her hair. She was always tired, irritable, just literally short fused towards her husband and everybody else in her life. And she basically came into our office. We figured out that her neck curve has been basically, it was completely gone. So out of the 45 degrees, she had literally just about 10 degrees or so that was putting crushing pressure on the nerves that come right out of the neck, which wrap around and come around and go to the thyroid. So no surprise to me, she was on thyroid medication, whether it's natural or not. Obviously, natural medication versus manufactured medication is still medication. Your body's not functioning. So we got her spine corrected. After 2 months, she had higher energy levels. Her hair stopped falling out. She was able to obviously enjoy her family and not always be stressed out. Of course, I don't know this yet, but I'm sure eventually we'll find out what it's like to have teenagers. But she wasn't snapping and irritable all the time because her body was now functioning. She was able to sleep and do exactly what her body was assigned to do by our creator. So once again, guys, thank you so much for tuning in today. Give us a call if you are sick and tired of being sick and tired. Once again, our initial examination and x-ray is $130, discounted down to just $52 if you call in. Our number is 937-552-7407. You're going to check us out out on Full Life Chiropractic. Also, AskDrJuan.com. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll talk to you guys next time. Y'all have a blessed day, and Merry Christmas.